Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Courage to Change. Now, the courage to change is part of three. The courage to change, the patience to accept, and the wisdom to know the difference. It is not easy to try and teach you any of these, let alone all three. So I'm going to tell you a little story. Please, close your eyes and let me take you back in time. A long, long time ago, when I was younger and still in school. The days in school weren't easy. Oh, the school itself was fine. I highly enjoy learning, and getting challenged by new knowledge was always a pleasure. No, it was the people. I didn't click very well with most people, and because I try to avoid violence, I was often picked upon and bullied. As far as they could get away with without me actually retaliating. It's not even that I'm weak or small, but just I didn't belong to the group. And because I did not belong, they chose me as a target. This continued for many, many years, and I wasn't sure how to change it. I thought I was smart enough to find out the right way to act, the right things to say to get them to stop. Sometimes I did respond physically when I was given little to no other choice, and it helped sometimes. But it didn't actually change the acceptance of others towards me. It wasn't that I was that strange, or even that far out there. I just didn't fit in. And this feeling of not fitting in continued for a very long time. Because I did not succeed in changing it while I was still in school, it continued into high school and beyond. I continued not fitting in and thinking that I had to accept that that is how I was. That I simply had to accept that, I cannot change everyone else in the world, and apparently I can change myself in the right way. So I'll just have to accept the situation, keep my head down, try not to draw too much attention. It took me a very, very long time to realize that I was wrong. After school, when I started working, I still had a similar problem. I'm a hard worker, I do my best. I reach deadlines, and yet people were unhappy with me. Not because of my work, but because of how I behaved. I had to talk with people, get feedback from those that were both above and next to me, and try to see what I was doing wrong, recognize what parts I could change. This ties a little bit into slowly over time getting the wisdom to change. But that is not what today is about. Today is about the courage to change. because change does require courage. Sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. And you have to remember the goal, the thing you want to change, the person you want to become. Becoming who I am now, growing into how I behave now, wasn't a single moment. It wasn't one day, 1 year, even 10 years. It was a slow process. A process where there were ups and downs. Where sometimes I pleased people with my behavior and other times, not so much. Friction with colleagues could still sometimes return. But that was okay. Because as I took a step back, I realized that I was slowly getting better. Changing yourself isn't a switch you can just throw over. Even a hypnotist cannot just tell you to be different. Because a suggestion would only last a short while. The thing that a hypnotist could help you with is perhaps try to find the source of what you want to change. The source of your fears or anxieties. Change is valuable. Change is necessary to live, to grow, to become better. Change is needed to find the people that you want to be with. Find new people or reconnect with old people in a different way. Change is a goal worth fighting for. And for that, sometimes you need to remember that no matter how long it takes, and no matter the ups and downs, that the change itself, your goal, your desire to become better, to grow different, that will be worth it. Now you've listened to me ramble on for a little bit, so I will actually start putting you in a trance. By now you're very used to the sound of my voice and you've heard some of the different emotions. And please know that no matter what you want to change, you're not alone. It is you that has to do the change. Nobody else can change you for you. But you're not alone. Others can help you with your change. Both professionals and friends, and even people that inspire you or lead by example, can help you change. When you see others overcoming their fears, it wasn't easy for them. It wasn't simply a matter of just deciding one day that, well, they're done now. No. They too had a long way to go, one way or the other. And that makes it all the more powerful and all the more valuable. So take a deep breath. And take a moment to accept that change isn't always easy. In fact, it often becomes more difficult by how much it is worth. But it's okay. to take a moment of rest. It's okay to take a moment for yourself to just enjoy and see that you have changed over time, that you are not the same person you were a year ago. The courage to change is looking at the past and the future. So listen and relax for a moment. Allow yourself to open for these words so that you will have the courage to change. All you need to have that courage is the certainty that you will, and with the intention that you will change. And change happens all the time. When you taste something new, your opinion on what you tasted before may change. When you see something unusual, it might put something you know in a different light. When you listen to something that makes you smile or makes you cry, it helps you change. It helps you become better. And it can go up or down sometimes. Allow that to happen. The flow of your mind is a beautiful thing. Even if you have difficulty seeing yourself, your mind is a complex, beautiful machine. It is an organism that sparkles in the light. It is something that is just you. Only you know what happens in your mind. It might take you a little while to find out sometimes, but you can relax for a moment, listening, letting yourself enjoy the thoughts, the fading, the sounds, the feelings. From heaviness to light, from sound to sight, you can relax, your body and mind flowing, falling. And that's okay. You can enjoy the moment in all its rest and follow me as I take you into a calmer place. Life is not a straight road. It is a long journey where you have to find your way, a maze sometimes. You might take the wrong street every now and then, end up at a dead end, or even go into the wrong direction sometimes. But you can choose to find the right one. You can ask for directions. You can find people who help you on your way. And you can choose. Everything that you are, you can change if you want. The amount of influence you have over it may differ, and physical things may not always be easy to overcome. But you can change. And when you just Give yourself a chance to change. You can allow that chance to grow, flourish, and blossom into something new. And I'm going to tell you one other story, actually also from a time long, long ago. It might not seem relevant, but it is. It is about the first time I played a game. It was Super Mario. And in that game, the goal is easy. Get to the princess. Save the princess. But the first time I played the game, I didn't make it. Not even close. I didn't even make it to the end of the first level. Second time, a bit better. Third time, more and more. And the funny thing is, I never focused on the mistakes I made or the failures that happened. I learned from every mistake. I learned where to jump, where to run, what to avoid. I learned to improve with every failure. And eventually, after quite a while, I made it to the end and defeated Bowser. Life is like this very much. When you want to achieve something, when you want to change, it doesn't always come easy. And if you could change easily, you already would have. So focus on the goal. Keep your eyes on the goal, not the pits in which you fell, or the fireballs that interrupted you. Allow yourself to focus on the goal and learn from the things that go wrong. When you fall, not only should you get back up, you should look at what made you trip, why you tripped, and if you can avoid it in the future. And I don't think I know a single person that learns everything in their first go. I don't think I know anyone that doesn't make the same mistake twice. In fact, most people make the same mistake a few times before they really get further. Allow yourself to change. And the more you focus on this, the more you will gather the courage to change. The more you will let yourself change. You did not learn to walk in one day. You did not learn to speak or write in a single day. Change takes time. And the more you accept that, the more courage you will have to start changing and to continue on until you reach your goal. And of course, as soon as you reach one goal, set yourself another. Continue to change and improve. Grow and flourish. And when you look back at yourself, allow yourself some pride that you chose to change. Allow yourself forgiveness for the mistakes that you made on the road to change. If you are here because you want to change, if you're still listening, because change is something that you to do, then you have the courage. You can do it. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count up again. And when I count up, you'll awaken easily, and you can carry these thoughts with you if you want. The courage to change and learn from mistakes. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And I look forward to see you change.